Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, December 8th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, last week, Ming-Chi Kuo reported that Intel was likely to start producing Apple's M-series chip for the Mac and the iPad in 2027. Now, a separate analyst has corroborated that report and added that Intel-made iPhone chips will also likely come shortly thereafter. As we've talked about before, Apple currently relies heavily on Taiwan-based company TSMC to mass-produce chips for iPhones, iPads, and Macs. Apple largely designs its chips in-house with its own silicon team, but then it takes those designs to TSMC, and the two companies work together to actually make the chips that go into Apple's products. And based on last week's report, however, Apple is looking to bring Intel on board as a new partner in 2027. So both Intel and TSMC would make M-series chips for the iPad and the Mac. And if Apple continues its typical release patterns, the first Intel-produced chip could be the M7. In a previously unreported detail, however, reliable analyst Jeff Pu says that Apple is also going to work with Intel on iPhone chips. This would allegedly start sometime in 2028. And it's not explicitly clear which iPhone would get an Intel chip, but Pu does say that it would be the base model chip, not the pro-level chip included in the iPhone Pro and iPhone Max models. And again, to be clear, Apple would still develop and design its iPhone chips in-house. The key difference here is that instead of just TSMC manufacturing those chips, Intel would come on board as a partner for Apple as well, in a bid for diversification of Apple's supply chain. Next up today, this is the time of year when many design details are being finalized for next fall's flagship iPhones. Today, a new rumor on Weibo corroborates what we've heard before. Under-display Face ID is planned for the iPhone 18 lineup. According to the post, the iPhone 18 will utilize an under-display Face ID technology that Apple is achieving through the use of something called micro-transparent glass panels. The post doesn't specify which models will get under-display Face ID. Instead, it only references the iPhone 18 series. Previous reports, however, have indicated that the change will come to the iPhone 18 Pro and iPhone 18 Pro Max alongside the brand new iPhone Fold. Moving Face ID under the display will allow Apple to dramatically shrink the size of the dynamic island. In fact, the only thing that would need to be housed inside the dynamic island would be the front-facing camera. This would increase the usable screen area of the iPhone 18 Pro phones, but it remains to be seen what kind of software integrations Apple would have to update to take advantage of that added screen real estate without compromising the usability of things like live activities. Ultimately, this is another step towards Apple's goal of making an iPhone that is all screen without any cutouts whatsoever. The next step in that process would be to move the front-facing camera underneath the display, something that's still believed to be a couple of years away at the earliest. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. The best gift you can give yourself is peace of mind. Backblaze backs up all of your photos, videos, and year-end projects automatically, so you never lose what matters most. It quietly backs up your Mac in the background so that everything you care about is safe. When life happens, you'll be thankful your files are only a restore away. Until the end of this month, 9to5Mac listeners get 30% off with code 9to5XMAS. That's 9to5XMAS. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac or hit the link in the show notes and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Rounding out today, we have more Apple executive drama to talk about. Last week saw the departure of four Apple executives, including John Giannandrea, Senior Vice President of Machine Learning and AI Strategy, Alan Dai, Vice President of Human Interface Design, Catherine Adams, Apple's General Counsel and Senior Vice President, and Lisa Jackson, Vice President of Environment, Policy, and Social Initiatives. Those departures followed earlier departures this year of COO Jeff Williams, who retired last month, as well as Luca Maestri, who stepped down from his role as CFO. Now, Bloomberg reports that there are more changes to come. In particular, the report focuses on Apple's Senior Vice President of Hardware Technologies, Johnny Cerruggi. The report says that Tsurugi is seriously considering leaving the company. He's most known for leading the charge on Apple Silicon. In recent years, Apple Silicon has taken massive strides. We've had the Mac transition to Apple Silicon, as well as in-house transitions for both the cellular modem and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth chips. These developments are largely thanks to Johnny Tsurugi's leadership. But what's particularly notable about Tsurugi's rumored departure is that he's not planning to retire. If he does indeed leave Apple, Bloomberg says that he's likely to take a job at another company. The report explains that Tsurugi recently told Tim Cook that he is seriously considering leaving in the near future. He has also told his colleagues that he intends to join another company if he ultimately departs. Tim Cook has reportedly been working aggressively to retain Tsurugi, including offering a substantial pay package and the possibility of more responsibility down the road. One scenario floated inside Apple by some executives involves promoting Tsurugi into the role of Chief Technology Officer. This job would put Tsurugi in charge of a broader role of both hardware and silicon technologies, and Bloomberg says could make him Apple's second most powerful executive behind the CEO. In addition to Tsurugi, Bloomberg says that further reorganization inside Apple is likely. Deirdre O'Brien, head of retail and human resources, has been with Apple for more than 35 years, while marketing chief Greg Joswiak has spent 40 years at the company. Apple has recently elevated the key lieutenants under both of those executives, preparing for their eventual retirements. Ultimately, Bloomberg describes this as one of the most tumultuous stretches of Tim Cook's tenure at Apple. Not to mention, of course, that Tim Cook himself is expected to step down as CEO sooner rather than later. The Financial Times has said a departure could happen as soon as the first half of 2026, though Mark Gurman at Bloomberg seems to think it's not quite that imminent. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.